We continue while learning the Lenishmas Davi Ben Menachemish and Chav Yaakov Ben Vidich of Saliyah. We're in Temura, Perakei, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'omer, a person says about a behemas chulin uberes, female animal, it's chulin, it's not a carbon, not designated as a carbon, and it's pregnant. And he says, V'lada shelzu ola v'hi shlamin. What does he say? The vlad that's in the womb should be an ola, and v'hi, meaning the mother. The mother should be the shlamim. Remember, this is a behemas chulin. A mother is not kadosh. So he is designating the mother as a karbon and the offspring or the fetus as a karbon. But he says it in the following order. He says, oh, the vlad, the fetus in this chulin animal of mine should be an ola. Very nice. And the behemah, by the way, the mother, I want to designate as a karbon shlamim. Says the Mishnah, devar of kayamim. And in fact, there's the kedusha that takes effect on the vlad. The vlad indeed is an ola, and the mother is a shlamim. And this is because it was in that order that he designated the offspring or the fetus as a carbon first, as that ola, and only then the mother. He shlamim uvalda ola, but if he was makdish the mother first, before the vlad, and says the mother is the shlamim, and the vlad, the fetus should be an ola. Hare zu vlad shlamim. The halacha is that the vlad has the same status as the mother, and it's mukudash as the shlamim. Because once he says he shlamim about the mother, kedusha shlamim takes effect not only on the mother but on the vlad, and he can't now go back and change that and turn it into an ola. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of the Rabbi Meir. Why is this? Because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion of Tfos Lashon Rishon. We seize, we take hold of the first thing that he said. The first thing that he said was the mother should be a shlamim, and therefore the child is automatically a shlamim. Why can't we say over here, Bahav Yasam Hem Kedoshim Lo B'mei Imam? What about the discussion of previous Mishnais? Why don't we say, well, hold on, maybe he should have the right, since anyway, it shouldn't take on the Kedusha of the mother. It's not Kadosh really till it's born anyway, so why can't I change that? So the answer is that only works where you makdish an animal. The mother is kadosh, it's a carbon animal, and then it becomes pregnant. So then there's a discussion about what the status of the child should be. Will it take on the status of the mother automatically or not? But here, the animal was a chulin animal. And then when it was pregnant already, you made it kadosh. So of course the child's going to be kadosh. The only question would be where the mother was not kadosh and it was pregnant. The mother was not kadosh, rather. And then you made it kadosh. And only then it became pregnant. So then the discussion, what should the status of the child be? But here, the animal was pregnant. And when you declared it kadosh, it was already pregnant with the child. So of course the child is kadosh. So that's where Rabbi Meir's opinion, Tfos Lashon Rishon, if you said the mother should be kashlamim first, so then the vlad is automatically a shlamim, you can't call the vlad an ola. And you said vlad ola first, and only then you designated the mother as a shlamim, so then that would indeed be the case, because the mother was not kadosh when you designated the child as an ola. Amar Rabbi Yossi, I disagree. Im lechein niskavein mitchila, since if this is what his kavod, his intent was from the beginning, when he said he shlamim, he had in mind that the child should be an ola, even though he may have mentioned the mother first, but he had in mind that he was going to say that the vlad should be an ola. Hoil v'i efshar likro shnei shemos ka'acha, since a person, this week's parsha's Yisro, zacha v'sham or b'dibur echa namru, that's something that Hashem can do, say two words at the same time, that a human being cannot. So he has to say one before the other. So he really wanted to say them both at the same time. Had he been able to do that, of course he would be able to make the mother a shlamim and the vlad an ola. The fact that he said the mother is a shlamim and the vlad is ola, that's not because he wanted to make the mother a shlamim first and the vlad an ola afterwards. He had in mind to do exactly what he said, but not in that order. He wanted to do the same time. From the very beginning, he planned on the vlad being an ola. So therefore, devar v'kayamim, and the vlad is an ola, because Rabbi Yossi says, af bigmar devar of adam nitvas. It's not just tfos lashon rishon, as Rabbi Meir says. No, we take into account even what someone says after the first statement. And since he said that the vlad is going to be an ola, even though, albeit it was after when he said the mother should be a shlamim, it doesn't matter. He really wanted to make them shlamim ola at the same time. Which, of course, he couldn't do, so he had to do one before the other. But since he had that in mind the whole time, in fact, a child can be a vlad, can be an ola. even though he made the mother of Shlomim first. V'imisha Amar, Rezu Shlomim, Nimlach V'Amar V'lada Ola, Harezev V'lad Shlomim. Oh, but Rabbi Yossi would agree. If after you already said that the mother should be a Shlomim, they say, you know, I changed my mind, even Tok De Dibur, even within a few seconds, he says, oh, I want the V'lad to be an Ola. Not too bad. Harezu V'lad Shlomim. No, a child is no doubt a Shlomim. Why? Because at the moment he was Makdish the mother, he had no kavan at all that the child should have a bitofes, should seize any kedusha of an ola, and therefore automatically has a kedusha of the mother, and it doesn't help for him to retract. Perek, hey, Mishnah Dalet. Harezu tumuras ola utumuras shlomim. Here you have someone who has an ola and a shlomim right in front of him. And he said about his one chulin animal, you know what? This chulin animal should be a tamura of the ola I have in front of me and a tamura of the shlomim I have in front of me. Some have the gerus of tamuras ola, tamuras shlomim, not with a vav. Says the Mishnah, Harei, and it's only one animal. So what kind of kedusha does it have? It can't have an animal. It's both an ola and a shlomim. Can you? So Harezu tumuras ola div Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is consistent with his opinion in previous Mishnah. Tfos lashon rishon. When he says Harezu tumuras ola, which was the first statement, then automatically that chulin animal becomes the tumura, the exchange substitute of the ola animal he had in front of him, not the shlomim animal. And to go now and say afterwards tumuras shlomim is meaningless. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Imlokein, Iskavin, Mitchila, Hoel, V'ef, Charlotte, Kros, Shnei, Shemos, Ka'achas, Devarav, Kayamim. So Rabbi Yossi says what he said in the previous Mishnah. If he said, what do you say here? Harezu Tumuras Ola Utumuras Shlomim. He has one chulin animal in front of him, and he wants to transfer the Kedusha from the Ola animal and the Shlomim animal onto this one animal. So Rabbi Yossi says, well, if when he said Harezu Tumuras Ola, he had in mind he was going to add on Tumuras Shlomim, but he just can't say those two words at the same time. So don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon only. Dvarav Kayamim, we assume that his words do take effect, and therefore the one chulin animal in front of him is actually an exchange of both the Ola and the Shlomim. It's Chetzia Ola, Chetzia Tumuras Ola, Chetzia Tumuras Shlomim. And what do you do with it? Well, you can't be mock of such an animal. So, Tirach is dive. You let it graze till it has a mum, then you sell it. And what do you do with the money? With the money, you're going to bring, with half of the money, you're going to bring an Ola. And with half of the money, you're going to bring a Shlomim. The Gemara says that we should ask a question of Rabbi Yossi. After all, if it's really true that this person wanted to make this animal of his chulin tumuras ola and shlomim, he should have said harezu tumuras ola ushlomim. That's not what he said. In our Mishnah, he says harezu tumuras ola utumuras shlomim. He says the word tumuras twice. So if it's really true, we're saying to Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, that he really had both the money, just couldn't say them at the same time. Why did he add in the extra word tumura? He should have said, Arezu tumuras ola ushlamim. It must be clear that he didn't have in mind to make it both. Now the answer is, Rabbi Yossi holds, no. You know why he didn't say tumura, Arezu tumuras ola ushlamim? Because he would have thought that if he would have made such a statement, then the animal would not be able to be offered. It's no different than someone saying about his animal, Chetzia Ola v'chetzia Shlomim. So what would happen? Nothing. Chetzia Ola v'chetzia Shlomim. You can't bring this in a carbon. So therefore he thought, if I say Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlomim, I say the word Tumura twice, then the Kedusha would then it will have a full Kedusha to be brought on the Mizbeach. Maybe that would work, even though it's both Ono and Shlomim. But I said Tumura twice. It's not half and half. It's the full Tumuras Ola and the full Tumuras Shlomim on this one animal. Maybe I can bring that. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says, that even though we said it in this language, we assume that what? That he had this kavana from the very beginning. And therefore now, of course, as we said, Chetzia Tumura and Chetzia Tumura Shlomim, what do? So we say, we graze it, have it graze it until it has a mum, sell it, and then in fact, with the money that you get, you'll bring, with half the money you bring an Ola, and half the money you bring a Shlomim. Ah, then the Mishnah says, V'im misha amar tamuras ola nimlach va'amar tamuras shlamim. Rabbi Yossi would agree. If ever he said tamuras ola, he changed his mind and says tamuras shlamim, meaning at the beginning he only had mind, tamuras ola. And then he add tamuras shlamim, retracting or maybe adding on. So he didn't have that. And even if he did that, b'soch k'dei dibur, harezu tamuras ola, it's a tamuras ola. Even here, Rabbi Yossi would agree that tfos lashon rishon, it's not really tfos lashon rishon, it's basically that's all what he had in mind from the very beginning, and therefore, there's no retraction, it's a tamuras ola.